Today, we are proud to welcome Rachel Munson, our digital communications specialist, to share her experience and insights as a female staff in higher education. So welcome and thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
So what does a typical day look like for a digital communications specialist in a university?
Oh, wow. Well, I have a wide spectrum of responsibilities. But any given day, I'm probably going to be doing at least some web development. So kind of auditing web pages and updating content to make sure that it's accurate and reflecting what we want it to be reflecting.
Yeah.
I do a lot of sort of customer service based things. So I help people maintain their websites. I help them with technical problems. Mm-hmm. I maintain all the digital signage across campus. I'm working with my students very closely to make sure that advertising campaigns on social media or in the community or on the website are, you know, accurate and appropriate for the university. And that's just, you know, a small handful of things that I do on a daily basis. It's kind of, I'm very fortunate to have a very fluid job that just, you know, allows me to do a ton of different things.
So how long have you been working in this area, the digital communications?
Well, that's a tough one. I mean, I've had this job at BSU for just shy of a year. But before that, I worked at a food co-op, kind of doing sort of similar things. I was the marketing coordinator there, so I was working in the marketing field, and doing a little bit of web design. And before that, I was, you know, I had just graduated, and so I was kind of bouncing around with just fun different jobs and helping them with their marketing and communications initiatives. And I worked in actually this office when I was a student here. So I worked here for 4 years before that. So I guess, I mean, you could say that I've been doing it for, a while, maybe, you know, 8 years or so. But, as far as, you know, just focusing on digital things, I would say probably about four.
But what made you go into this career?
Honestly, it just kind of fell into my lap. I have an undergraduate degree in history. So my time spent in the marketing and communications office when I was a student at Bemidji State really kind of molded the way that I look at the world and the kind of the career path that I've taken. It's so interesting to have kind of a liberal education's based education and brain, but then also have this very technical side of things and like being able to work with code and, you know, web design and all of that stuff. So it's, I think that the opportunities that Bemidji State gave me when I was a student working in this office really helped me or propelled me into this field. But, every step that I've taken in this career path has just kind of been happenstance and very serendipitous. So
what do you see yourself in 5 years then?
Hopefully still here, just perfecting what I do now and just continuing to learn how to make it better. I think that what I do right now in digital communications, it's, like I mentioned before, it's ever-evolving. So there's always going to be a new platform to explore. There's always going to be a new way to code things. There's always going to be web developments to be made. So hopefully in 5 years I'm going to be, you know, just a rock star at digital communications and able to, you know, perfect what I do and, you know, expand my resume.
And so by far, what would you say be your best experience at this position at BSU?
Oh, wow. I think the best experience that I've had thus far, aside from being able to work with some really, really awesome and passionate people, is my the opportunity to work with code, with web code. I've never really done that before. And the, you know, the internet is a great resource for just learning the basics on how to do certain things, and being able to hop onto any website and understand, you know, the source code and try and emulate that on Bemidji State site. It's just, it's a puzzle, and I really enjoy it. So, yeah, that's been the best part.
Sure. And so what profession would you like to attempt if not working in the digital communication areas?
Oh, well, I guess, I mean, like I said, my undergrad was in history. And
so maybe a history teacher?
Yeah, you know, when I was going to college and studying history, I kind of found myself in the medieval history realm. And so I did a lot of Scandinavian studies and Viking medieval Norse studies. And I always wanted to be a professor of that. So I was looking into master's programs for that field. So if I wasn't doing what I was doing, what I'm doing right now, I think I would probably want to continue to down that path. But that's, I don't know. I can't really see myself doing anything else than what I'm doing right now.
And so what profession would you never want to give it a try?
Oh, man. You know, that's hard, just because I feel like I'm a very open-minded person, and I, if presented with a challenge or an opportunity, I rarely say no. So, I don't know the answer to that.
That's fine, you guys. What do you see some of the biggest tendency for the future of digital communications in higher education especially?
Can you repeat the question?
Like, what would be some biggest tendency for the future of the digital communications, especially in higher education? So how will you foresee the development in these areas in a university setting?
I think that digital communications is just going to get stronger and larger. And with that will come a lot of, or come, I think, a lot of automated processing. And that's just kind of how things are progressing right now in the 21st century. You know, we're a very technologically based society. We have a very technologically based society, and we have, you know, just a growing amount of users of technology. I mean, it's rare that you don't have, you don't see someone without their cell phone, or they have their laptops or iPads and stuff like that. And I think that it's just going to grow, and it's going to become, well, A, it's going to become a well-oiled machine and just kind of go, go, go. But then it's also going to become very, very complex. So I think that there's a lot of opportunities in this field moving forward. I mean, there is currently, but the expansion and the amount of things that can be accomplished is just going to skyrocket, I think, within the next 10 years.
Sure. Do you think there will be more and more female pursuing their career in this field?
I think that, you know, there's a lot of organizations that are focused on encouraging women to get involved in the tech, in technology. And there's that national, you know, Girls Who Code. There's a hashtag. It's also, I think, an organization. I'm part of an online organization called Women Who WordPress. So it's just using, you know, it's an organization of women who are using and coding WordPress websites. And plus we had recently that that woman who worked with a team to acquire the first photo of a black hole. You know, so it's just like there's all of these very, very strong and powerful women that are coming to rise on the technology field. And I think it's just, it's awesome. Women are just going to hop into this field because it's fun and challenging, and women are good at it. So it's just going to expand.
And have you seen any challenges as a female staff, especially facing gender equity?
You know, not here. And I was just talking about this the other day with a couple of my friends. I'm very fortunate to not have had a poor experience in my professional life when it comes to my gender. Prior to working at Bemidji State, I worked at a very female-heavy grocery store, where, you know, there's always conversations going on about equality and, you know, equity and inclusion and just, you know, there wasn't never a poor experience in that field. So I'm sure that it exists for women in this, in the field that I'm in, you know, technology, which is, formerly a very male dominant profession. But I'm super fortunate to not have experienced that. And I don't know, it's hard. But that's, I guess, just a testament to the team of people that I'm working with right now. And, all of these strong rock star ladies who are working at Bemidji State.
So what would be your favorite thing to motivate yourself?
Oh boy. My favorite saying is to motivate myself. I often find myself just chanting in my head, like, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. Everything's fine, you know? And then, you know, once, if I'm in a moment of, you know, panic or, then I hear myself say that to myself, I'm able to just take a deep breath and then just, I've got this. It's fine. Like, I'm doing better than I think.
Sure.
So, I guess my mantra is I'm doing better than I think, which is good. It's empowering.
Yeah. And what would be your least favorite word to use at work?
My least favorite word to use at work.
Did you try to, like, avoid those saying or words?
Yeah.
When you realize it?
Right. I feel, well, I don't like to say, this is too hard. And I also don't like to say no. I feel like I'm a very helpful person, and I come from a very strong customer service background. And so if someone asks me for something or wants help with something, I'm always trying to figure out a way that we can work together to accomplish mutual goals. And so I guess no and this is too hard kind of go hand in hand, because if I were to say, nope, I can't do that, that's too hard, then I would just feel like I'm shorting myself, you know? So I don't want to shy away from challenges by thinking that they're too hard or by denying them.
And during spare time, what would be your favorite thing to do to relax?
I have a lot of things that I like to do. I like to run. I like to play music a lot. Music is kind of it's a way for me to shut down and just do something that I've been doing for years. And so it's kind of, you know, I don't have to really think about what I'm doing.
Do you run every day?
No, I don't. I try to do at least something every day, but it's hard, you know. But there I am just saying, oh, it's too hard to do it every day. So, yeah, I like to play music and I like to, you know, exercise. And I also, in my spare time, I like to just research how to do things. You know, sometimes I just find myself on Pinterest, you know, looking at marketing campaigns or looking at different websites or trolling them to figure out what they're doing that I want to mimic. So I guess you could call me a workaholic, but I just like to...
Yeah.
I would classify myself as passionate about my job.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so during your professional life or personal life, do you have anything that you would go back to change if you got a second chance? Is it too deep?
Oh, I'm just thinking. You know, I don't think so. There's, you know, I feel like everyone has moments of regret.
Right.
But instead of seeing them as like, oh man, I should have, you know, done this differently, or I wish I could take back that specific thing, I don't think that I would be who I am had I not experienced the bad, right? So, no, I don't think so.
Cool.
And especially just because, you know, my career, like I said, has just kind of fallen into my lap. And so, had I made a different move in the past, I may not be here.
Right. And what would be your advice for inspiring other young women?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that I could say right now. But I guess just kind of going back to my mantra, like, I'm doing better than I think, and I'm going to be doing better. Oh, sorry.
One second.
Hey. So yeah, going back to my mantra, like, I'm doing better than I think, you're doing better than you think, and there's nothing that you really can't do if you put your mind to it. And I know that that is incredibly hard to believe, especially as, you know, a young woman who is trying to break into a field that is male dominant or you need a ton of experience to get involved in, you know? I just, and I know it may sound like a cliche, but it's just that, you know, never give up.
And,
yeah. And I never, I have two nieces and they're very young, and the way that they kind of see the world is incredible, you know, like they're invincible, right, in their brains. And I wish that more young women held that sort of close to themselves, you know, even, I mean, I'm guilty of it too. It's just like, I don't live my life as if I'm invincible, but if, sometimes I think that young women lose faith in themselves because of things that they've experienced or because society tells them that they're less than.
Right.
But I don't think that we can afford to do that anymore. Right. So just, I don't know, go get it.
Yeah. I like it. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.